An elderly pastor was searching in his closet for a tie before church one Sunday morning. They're talking about ties before church. In the back of his closet, he found a small box containing 3 eggs and 100 $1 bills. He called his wife into the closet to ask her about it. What's this box and the contents? Embarrassed, she admitted having hidden the box for the entire 30 years of marriage. Disappointed and hurt, the pastor asked why. The wife replied that she hadn't wanted to hurt his feelings. He asked how the box could have hurt his feelings. She said every time during their marriage that he delivered a poor sermon, she placed an egg into the box. The pastor felt that 3 poor sermons in 30 years actually wasn't that bad to feel bad about. So he asked, what was the $100 for? She replied, each time I got a dozen eggs, I sold them to a neighbour.
That's brilliant.
So, this is the first Sunday in Advent. What does Advent mean? Anyone have an idea? Coming. Who's coming?
Jesus.
Anticipating the Saviour's arrival, as we remember. What I want to talk about today, as the presentation is coming up eventually, might take a little while. Okay. God's love. Actually, it fits in, even though we haven't really spoke about the service, it fits in perfectly with everything that's gone before. Okay. All I believe, God spoke to me about this a few weeks ago, and it's a shift in thinking. It's a paradigm shift. So there's one thing of knowing about God, and there's a second thing of knowing Him in here, right? Yeah. Great. Okay. Okay, here's a quote that I've seen recently that really spoke to me. 2 most important days in your life are the day you were born and the day you found out why. Mm-hmm. Have you found out why you're here?
Yeah.
Deep down? Powerful. So, I want to talk today about a bit of a paradigm shift. What's the paradigm? It's an important change that happens when the usual way of thinking or about doing something is replaced by a new and different way. So today I want to talk about the love of God, and by the end of this meeting, and hopefully going forward, you'll have a deeper understanding of God's love personally. An understanding upgrade based on experience, not just knowledge.
That is a good picture.
So, how deep is the Father's love for us? God sent Jesus to the world to save us. So, for God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever should believeth in Him should not perish but have eternal life. This is how God showed His love to us, by sending His Son that we might be able to live through Him. Jesus was actually God's rescue plan for us. God didn't want heaven without us, so He sent Jesus down. And there's a song which you might know, saying, "You didn't want heaven without us, so Jesus, You brought heaven down. My sin was great, Your love was greater. What could separate us now?" What a wonderful name it is, What a wonderful name it is. Name of Jesus Christ, my King. Let's make this Christmas different and take a step closer to God. Like Joy was mentioning, there's so much more to grab onto. Let's do that push this year. As an elder here now, my desire, my deep desire, is to encourage you all to come closer to God, to see Him work in you and then through you to everyone else. And that's something we'll be helping you towards. Another scripture here. This is love. Not that we loved God, but He loved us. And He sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. 1 John 4:10. Right. 1 John 3, verse 1. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called the children of God. And that's what we are. The reason the world does not know is that they did not know Him. So, what does lavish mean? Lavish is actually a big word. It means to bestow something in a generous fashion. Are you lavish with your Christmas giving?
Yes. Nice
question. Especially for the elders. No. chocolate.
Ah, yeah. I wonder what else can we like that.
To give someone generous amounts of. Susan, chocolate. Sumptuously rich, elaborate. God's love is sumptuous, luxurious, lush, gorgeous, costly. That's an interesting one, because it was costly, right? He sent His only Son. Grand, elaborate, splendid. To bestow something in generous or extravagant qualities. Give freely, spend, heap, shower, pour, deluge. Give generously. This is not just something as a simple gift. This is a pouring gift of God's love unto us. So, Vivian, God your Father wants to heap His luxurious love on you. Joy. God your Father wants to shower you with His sumptuous love on you. Gary. God your Father gives freely His love to you. It's a free gift. Crispin. God your Father wants to pour His costly love over you. Lizzie. God your Father wants to deluge His rich love over you. Heart versus head. Or head versus heart, however you want to look at it. How much do we know God here, of Him, but how much do we know in our heart? Thank you, Joy, for the word before. And this is exactly what I want to say this morning, is we really need to know God in our hearts, and not just from our knowledge. This is a real mindset change. There's a big difference of knowing someone versus really knowing them. I know Mr. Trump, Mr. President Trump. I know what he does. I know, you know, a bit about him. But do I really know him as a person? No. So I can read about him and I know who he is, but I don't really know him. But God invites us to go deeper and to really spend time with Him, and we can know Him personally. There's so much more to go deeper. How is your love tank of accepting love? How full is your love tank? I was talking to God this morning, asking for a demonstration of receiving love. And actually, when I speak a lot, my dog comes into my mind quite a lot. My dog, Roxy, is the most loving dog you will ever meet, but we're biased. Right? But she's someone who's learned or knows how to receive love. So she'll come up to us when she wants love, and she'll sit there, and she'll nuzzle you with her head, or she'll touch you with her paw. And then when you're loving her, giving her a rub under her chin, she actually puts her paw on your arm. Like, don't go. Stay there. And she'll stay there until you stop. Are we like that with God? Do we go to God and spend time with him? And he longs for us to do that. And he'll sit there and be with you. Let's do that. Let's reach out to God and be with him to receive his love. It's a powerful image. How much do you know God loves you? Not at all? A little? Quite a bit? Loads? Or overwhelming? Where are you in that scale? Keep that in mind as we go through this journey. Knowing God is not just what we know about God, but how we respond to what we know about God. It's treasuring what we know about God and being hungry for more of him. Not as an academic pursuit, but as a person who can be known. He has extreme love to give you. Sometimes we have bad thought patterns regarding love, right? I know I'm like this. I've been like this in my past and I still am at times. Do you ever think like this? I can't believe God would love me. Why would he care for me? Actually, it says in the Psalms, he created you so he could love you. Right? Son number two. I don't believe God loves me. My sin is too great. Actually, nothing can disqualify you from the love of God. Nothing you do will make him love you less than he does today. Life is difficult and dark. God does not love me. God is always there and he does love you. Nothing will ever separate you from God. Four, I've not done enough to earn God's love. We don't earn God's love. It's a free gift. We just receive it. And five, I don't deserve to be loved. That's wrong. We're created by God. He knitted us together in our mother's womb. And we have huge value for the Creator. So, have you experienced the love of God in your heart? As a revelation, not knowledge, not just an intellectual thing, as a revelation. Do you know God the Father? Do you know God as the Father? So, there's a kind of journey in this, and then I'm hoping early next year we'll go into some teaching of the Father heart of God in the future services. But this one, in a simple way, is knowing God, God the Father, knowing him as your father. There's a totally different thing as knowing him as a father and knowing him as your father. The next one, step on from that, is to then be fathered by him. Let him father you. And then from that, you can father others. So the Father gives identity, security, provision, protection. Do you know Jesus, the Saviour? Have you welcomed him into your heart as Saviour, as a personal friend? Do you know the Holy Spirit? Is he there to guide you, help guide you to become closer to God? God's Spirit is with us always. God has a love language that he loves to speak over us. God's love actually makes us complete. But the devil likes to make us feel incomplete. What does it feel like to have God's love? So if you're fully receiving God's love, what does it feel like? These are the things I believe. Joy. Absolute joy and feeling that God loves you. And you can feel like you know your purpose in life. To have a real purpose. Grateful. Be really grateful and thankful for what you have in life. Certainty. To have a real certainty in your future. In your life. Know where you're going and what you're doing. Need to do. Loved. To feel very, really loved. Does everyone feel loved this morning?
Yes.
Freedom in life and worship. I'm still discovering that bit by bit. But yeah, it's freedom. And when we receive love ourselves, it doesn't just stay in here. It spills out onto everyone else. I love the thing Maureen gave with the hearts, where she's able to give that to other people, and the way they respond is fantastic. And that's through our love receiving through God, we're able to give out. So, how to... Actually, I'll come on to that in a minute. We've got a quick video I'd like to show. It's from my... You'll never be alone. God's love is everywhere. Long. Long enough to last forever. God will never stop loving you. Deep. Deep enough to handle everything, anything. Pain, problems, hurts. High. High enough to look over my sin. Forgive my sin. Faults, mistakes, because of Jesus who came. Romans 8. For I'm convinced that neither death nor life, nor neither angels nor demons, neither in the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in creation will be able to separate us from the love of God through Christ Jesus our Lord. Nathan, could you bring... I have another prophetic picture. From Oliver Pengelly is a guy. Remember last time we had the one with the wave? This one spoke to me as well. And it's about coming towards a cave and meeting the lion, which represents Jesus. It speaks for itself. You can have a think about it. I'm just going to put it there because we're going to do something else which is interesting. And it's for you to take a look at and to try and think about your experience of meeting God. About the Father's love. Now I have a Father's love letter, which is special for each one of us. And this is made up of all scripture. Okay? So this is all in the Bible. This is all truth. This is not made up. This is no one's idea here. This is God's word. And what we're going to do is we're going to play some instrumental music. And I invite you to be quiet. And then bit by bit, I'm going to read these promises of scripture over you. And just listen. And then just receive it. And then let it go deep, right? Amen. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah.
Good. I've got some copies for you to take away, and I encourage you to look at it in your quiet time. Maybe specific things in there that you struggled with to hear, or other things you'd like to focus on, then talk to God about it. And we've got a copy of that we'll give out at the end. Let's pray. Thank you, God, that you love us so much. And it's such a deep love that it's really beyond our understanding. And that it needs to come into our heart for us to fully experience you. Help us to go beyond knowledge into experience. And by having the Holy Spirit living in us, we can love you more. Thank you, Lord, that you love us so much. Help us to realise that this Christmas. May we look beyond presents and everything else to you and the sacrifice that was made by sending Jesus down to live with us on earth here. And then what you did through his death to reconcile us. Jesus was the rescue plan, our rescue plan, to be reunited with God. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So, one more thing. I felt someone here or may feel like they're struggling to receive love or wants to receive more of God's love. After the last song, I invite you to come to the front. I've got a lovely purple blanket there, which represents God's love. And I encourage you, you can be wrapped in it, and we'll pray over you to receive more of God's love. There may be a couple of people here this morning that feel like that. Don't go without receiving. This is a place where we come to experience God and make changes and then take it away. So don't think, shall I? No, I can't be bothered. I'll have a cup of coffee. Come forward and then we'll pray. And God will do amazing things. I assure you.